I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Brazil has become an epicenter of COVID-19. Vanessa Villota of Compassion International says impoverished communities in the country don't have the resources to handle it, and lockdowns are making the poverty cycle worse. That's where the church steps in.
During this season, as I said, the families, they don't have the basic, they don't have food. So the sponsorship in this season is even more key, because with the sponsorship support, the church are able to provide food for these kids and their families.
So far, Compassion International has distributed over 250,000 kits of food and 150,000 hygienic items to these families. You can be part of the ministry by sponsoring a child in Brazil. And the saving power of Christ means freedom, yet in rural Southeast Asia, shame and the realities of poverty can distract Christians from the gospel. Farms International empowers the local church by helping them take sustainable steps out of poverty. Scott Clifton is with Farms International.
As a ministry, we want to assist efforts that are going on. We want to strengthen the church, but we want the ownership to lie with the people who are impacted. That's coming from the people themselves who run the program and who are a part of the churches and a part of the communities.
Farms combines Christian stewardship with interest-free loans to help people take ownership in their families, communities, and local churches. Please pray recipients will live in the freedom of the gospel as they work to build the local church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing stories of the heroes of the faith and the voice for the voiceless. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.